Qualities were shown there, and Now we see that it's a very, very friendly atmosphere. Everyone is encouraging another person to distribute more of course he says, I will beat you anyway, but you can. I mean, like a friendly, very friendly competition, really. With no malice, no enviousness. You see, of course, we are not completely pure of enviousness. That's clear, but at least everybody understands it's an abominable sin, and everybody tries to, you know, throw it out of one's heart. So, really, Martin was very sweet, and we had him in Munich Temple. The last day, there were there was four people who were kind of competing for the first place. Two of them were in Munich Temple the last day, and two others were traveling. So they were, and it was a holiday, so nobody was out. Normally nobody would go out, and mostly no people there. But because it was live or die situation, and there was like little difference in points. So they decided not to go out, and they were calling, "Hey, I'm going out, you will go also, otherwise you will lose, you know." So it was encouraging, no hiding, no stealing books, no one else, and no, it was a really fair play. And I was really pleased to see how, these two devotees, they were really helping one another, and it gave me hope that our movement going to some, something which is a real embodiment of Vaishnava culture and gentleman behavior and the desire to please Krishna collectively. Of course, in some places they do not even give individual results, which would be a nightmare for Germany, nobody would distribute at all. It's a joke. But of course, we know this point system. There was discussion in Germany during the time when Gandhi was said, why we should have this point system? Well, this is very contaminating, and everybody is thinking about points, and we just should count books. So it's nice, it's a nice argument, nothing against it. But what would happen then to big books? Nobody. We are not really so purely motivated, unfortunately. And I admit it for myself, and I hope all of you here have another motivation, very pure motivation. But the some are like myself, not completely pure. And you say, okay, you just give up all the points that you count from the books in this competition, Competition means, okay, then you should see the small books. So they're cheaper and easier to go out. And there are no guitars, no bhagavatam to go out. It's just a fact of life. We just need to take the nature of our contamination to show Srila Prabhupada knew what he was dealing with. And we should honestly admit and not try to hide this, and as well not try to become completely absorbed in these points and theories. So there should be a balanced understanding of where our limitation is and what we are doing this for. And this Madhavan, I was thinking a lot, I'm thinking always about Madhavan, because it's like an always condensed experience. Every day you go out, it's just, just relax, just walk, you go and you just have fun with people, and because there's no competition. But marathon brings out competition, and then you really have to look in your heart what is there, what is moving you to distribute books. Becoming kind of, in my life, it's becoming kind of, I cannot just not go out. I'm feeling that if I don't go out, it's a waste of time. I think it's a habit rather than something else. In my case, just, you have to go out, because days flying so quickly, if you don't go out, you do almost nothing in the day, and still the day is over. But if you go out, you can do 6 hours in the street to do something useful for Krishna and Prabhupada. That was untranslatable. And one you have to really, because mood is intense, you have to really look inside your heart. It's always, I really love marathon for this, because I really see, wow, you are not really advanced. I mean, you are way, way down in your motivation, in your enthusiasm is there, okay? Like taking shelter of Krishna, I'm always thinking that book distribution, as well as everything else, is just as much as you to learn how to teach us to take shelter of Krishna. So for this, I appreciate it very much. I mean, whatever you can do, it just doesn't make any logical. There is no logic behind it. You can be a very nice person, you can be very expert in dealing with others, you can know all the tricks, but it will not work. If the shelter is not there, if you don't take shelter in your sadhana, in the holy name particularly, okay, this is, for me personally, it's connected to the holy name. I think for most of us, it's connected to the holy name. Because Buddha was telling me his realization, he says, I figured out one attentive round, 10 books. So he was distributing, I mean, I wish he would change more, because he distributed around 160 books a day. So he just needed to change a few more rounds. That's the secret, actually. In book distribution, there's no other secret. Of course, there should be some qualification. You should be not completely, you should not completely hate people or whatever. You know, I have some social behavioral skills should be there. Because we also represent Prabhupada, we represent our movement, and as we know, in the past it was very much misrepresented, especially in Germany. Therefore, the whole system collapsed, because devotees were so nasty very often to people, so unfriendly, so rude and cruel. And Mangalmaya Prabhu is really putting this as his priority. I mean, he's our, so to say, control, so to say. He's a Sankirtan leader for Germany. He was making 26 marathons this year. He's 26 marathons. He's quite steady. Of course, not every marathon he goes completely out, but you know, he did something. And he did a lot of motivational work behind inspiration, and it counts. It counts very much for us to see how a person is dedicated to the mission unconditionally. And young devotees, they have to cool down sometimes. Of course, we are. It should be a balance. Of course, Sankirtan devotees tend to become proud. Because they are Sankirtan devotees. We have in our national council in Germany, there was one topic discussion. Maybe we should stop. Call Sankirtan devotees or book distributors or Sankirtan devotees and call them book distributors. Because actually everybody is Sankirtan devotees. Sankirtan devotees is Muslim. So it was a whole discussion for 2 hours. Sometimes, you know, topics are not so relevant. Out of boredom, sometimes we discuss topics which should not be discussed, but, you know. Anyway, we figured out that, you know, let Sankirtan devotees be called Sankirtan devotees. But all other devotees are also Sankirtan. But this particular Sankirtan devotees, they're also doing good distribution, because it is really very, very front of Sankirtan movement, spreading, congregational chanting. They engage in chanting everybody else, because anybody who gets the book, he will automatically chant Krishna. On every page there is so many Krishna. Somebody said, Krishna on every page, so many times, always repetition. So there was the expertise of Prabhupada to purify the existence of those who read the book. there's so many holy names that even a person who doesn't understand anything, he gets quite purified. Of course, Prabhupada said, even person even sees the book, he, well, I don't know exactly what, he gets a human life, creation. So it's really powerful, it's a really activity which benefits everyone. Of course, we should be also good representatives. So this was the point. Maybe it's called with humility somehow. Whatever. But it's important point which actually I also enjoy here in Kedarnanda Maharaj classes. We hit that we should love people. We should really not going out there thinking we are saving these horrible demons, you know, and obnoxious karmas and stuff like this. They feel, if we have this mood, naturally we will not have so much reciprocation, we will be amazed by it. But we should be nice and friendly. People don't like to take books, it's their choice, but we should be always well-wishing and always detached, actually. And people will appreciate just our appearance as a Vaishnava. Time after time when I'm sitting in one city, and it's not a city like Moscow where you can go to different, subway station every day. It's kind of, you know, you are there on the same spot every day, and you just cannot do otherwise than be nice to people. Otherwise, you're really in trouble. Because you meet many people every day, you meet many same people every day. Of course, sometimes you meet new people. That's fun because they're there. But also many people which you meet like 10 times or 15 times say, okay, you're this 13 times or 15 times you approach me, okay, maybe I should take them. They take over. Because if you're nice to them and if you're friendly to them, but sometimes they are just get over. What does this guy have to say? Why he stands here and he's not, sometimes he even smiles, you know, and the whole day and nine hours in marathon, 10 hours on the dish. And they think, yeah, there should be something behind it.
What?
Even though they don't believe like this, they think, anyway, I just buy it because this guy is so, you know, persistent. He's there every day, but he's not messy, he's friendly. So, and we just have to, we have to be like this. We have to be detached. In the marathon, it's difficult. But in the marathon, it's the best time to become detached. Marathon is the best time to understand that we're doing this for Prabhupada, we're doing this for Krishna. There should be no other motivation than that, really. There should be no other motivation. Of course, it doesn't mean there is no other motivation. But we should pray to Krishna that please let this unwanted thing go out of my heart. I mean, I'm not saying this as if you do not know this, but I'm just, you know, saying it to myself. When should I shut up? 10 minutes, okay. So, I'm just, you know, okay, I took opportunity to be here to just think about what I would like to change also in my life. What I would like to improve in order to be more effective in the distribution. Of course, humility is an interesting point. Actually, what it means to be humble. I was thinking about it, and I saw that sometimes people are very, very cruel. Many people are quite, I mean, they see somebody, they just want to give pain. Not everybody, but some people, because they're frustrated in life. And sometimes they just come into you and just pour to you all their garbage. And humility doesn't mean to stand and hear with opposed hands for me, again. It's my perception. Fortunately, it's not absolute truth, but I found out that we should be also strong and not become victims of somebody's bad mood. Jay, sorry, why are you speaking like this? What did I do wrong? How did I harm you? Why are you so nasty? I didn't do anything bad to you. Please, either you go and talk to somebody else, because I'm not here to listen to all the garbage which is coming to my ears, or let's speak as a normal being, in a friendly way. If you have some problems with me or with the Hare Krishna movement or with anything, we can discuss, but I don't want to hear just nasty things which you poison on my ear. Therefore, so let us talk as normal men, or I'm going to. We are not there. We do not have to. We do not. Of course, we do not. We should not become overwhelmed and become cruel and rude to people. But we should also know who we are, what we are doing, and do not let people steal our time, steal our energy, steal our enthusiasm, and get all kind of garbage into our minds. Really? Okay, the point of determination is, with these useless talks, especially with arguing with the representatives of another religious sect and things like this, they really bring nothing. And they drain the energy. You become sour, and then you produce your sourness on others. Another thing which I learned also on the kirtan, that you have to be, when you are not enthusiastic, you need to show that you're enthusiastic. Because if you got some pain or whatever from some person, you should not assume that all others are mean guys who are just there to harm you. Because sometimes you go to the movies, you know, one nasty person after another, and they just try to do something bad. I think we all have this kind of experience. Now, every person is different, and it's actually dependent on our mood, on our projection, on our relationship with Krishna, on our prayer to Krishna. Krishna have been really nice people who would be interested to take this book. And please don't send me people who just steal my time and they do not want to take the book. They weakens my enthusiasm, and they just, of course, Krishna sends these people in order to hammer into our heads. Okay, just understand, you have to come to the proper mood. You have to not expect the worst from this Sankirtan. It's actually fun. It's fun from the beginning till the end. And if you feel that it is fun, it's not a struggle, it's not a duty, it's nothing, it's just fun from beginning till the end. It's so fun to be in this mission of Lord Chaitanya that you allow to come out, even if nobody takes the book. But if you feel that it is something, it's the best time, it's better than going to the movie, it's better to. If somebody has this alternative in mind. So just I met one guy, and he was frustrated because mostly he said, I'm going to the street. He's going every day on the shopping street, he says. I'm going there, I don't need to go to movie, I don't need to go to zoo, I don't need to go to anywhere. Everything is here, friends. So of course we do not have to have exactly the same perception as a frustrated person, yeah. But actually we can see how it is wonderful that Lord Chaitanya and Śrīla Prabhupāda ultimately they gave such a extremely merciful means to save conditioned souls by just giving the holy name and particularly giving the books out, and there would be so many people who never in life would come in contact with Krishna consciousness. But they are here now and they are taking these books and they even have it to take them, and they are the Santara. They would appreciate it and come to the presence of Krishna consciousness. It's another question which is also frustrating for Sankirtan devotees sometimes. We give them so many books out, but they actually so little devotees. And therefore we discuss different possibilities, how we can keep contact with these people, how we can cultivate these people who have got the books. If we see a nice person, maybe we take some address, take a telephone or email address on him, we write him a letter, how did you like this book, and try to contact him and cultivate him. Very often you would get a very, very favorable reply. People just waiting to get some relationship. But because sometimes they feel enthusiasm when they take the book, but then they forget to read it for many years. I'm thinking it's for book distribution particularly, and for the whole preaching in general, it's very significant that we develop such a network of taking care of people who bought the books. Because, for example, I'm able to collect at least 6-7 email addresses a day from people who are interested, and I'm not doing a great deal of job. Of course, the problem is that I never have time to contact them. But I add them to temple newsletters at least. Of course, it's not the same as a personal phone. But if there would be a people who would have a heart and have time and interest to really contact these people, I think we would have much more devotees joining this movement. So that's, I don't know if this point was discussed, but that's about it I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
that the first purposes of this going. So of course we're doing this, we're systematically distributing the Christian consciousness through this book distribution all over the world. So this is Srila Prabhupada's mercy that we're able to do this. And of course while we're doing this systematically, it should be done in a very wonderful way, as Vivekananda Prabhu has sort of mentioned, that when we approach people, whether they agree to take a book or they don't, when they leave, we should give the impression that they met a very nice person. I'll tell you one interesting thing that happened in this regard. There's one devotee named Vaisheshika Prabhu, who's been distributing books for 34 years now, 1973. Some of you may know him. He very much has developed this mood of however they reciprocate with him, he is very, very polite. What he does, if they say, no, I'm not interested, he tells them, well, thank you very much for stopping and giving me your very valuable time. And then he just says some other pleasantries, you know, have a wonderful day, I hope to see you again. It's like really friendly. So he was in Hawaii distributing books, and he said like this to a couple. They said they weren't interested, and he said like that, well, thank you very much for stopping and giving me your time, and I hope you have a wonderful day. It's like this. And then they came back a half hour later, and they said that, you know, you're such a gentleman. We want to take that book from you just because you're so kind. And just see, I mean, he didn't expect that. And he didn't do it with that mood of maybe come back if I'm kind. But he was just very kind to them. And people get overwhelmed sometimes. Because, you know, it can be this present materialistic society, people are, you know, in a rush, and sometimes people are rude. But to always have this kind, gentle nature towards people, it's very important. People are touched by it. Now here's a couple that came back. So what to speak of all, you know, also all the people that did come back, but they still had that, they felt that the person is very nice. They may not take that time, but they'll take it sometime in the future. Just like the Yogananda Prabhu was saying, that, you know, if you're very nice to people, then they may not take that time. You might see, you know, 15 times, and then that 15 times, well, the person's very nice. So this is also very important. So Prabhupada mentions here also that that we have to check the imbalance of values in life. It's very imbalanced now. Previously, there was a lot of people were very religiously minded, you know, in society. Now it's becoming very, very materialistic, and people aren't inclined so much towards spiritual life. So much so that now, it's, I don't know if you're aware, probably are, that the biggest thing now is video games. People are spending so much time on video games. It's bigger now than the movie industry. It's huge. People are spending $400 or $500 on a video game. And now what they do is they actually become characters in the game. So this one friend of mine told me that this one incident where a person, he had this video game and he was one of the characters in the game, and he was killed in the game. So he took it so hard that he committed suicide. So this is where people's values, people's knowledge is becoming very, very polluted. So we want to give them a positive alternative to Krishna consciousness. Like in Australia, they had this one bus that traveled all around Australia. And that's what was on the side of it. Krishna consciousness, the positive alternative. So that's what this is. People are so bewildered now by this gross materialism. So we want to give them higher values in life. Now everybody's stuck in these modes of material nature. Just getting pushed around by these modes and in these waves of the ocean of material existence. And sometimes these waves, they push someone up and they become a chief minister, or they become an owner of a business or something. And then another wave comes and slaps them down and they become a rat somewhere in a filthy city. So people are getting pushed around by these waves of material nature. So when we give people books, we're giving them an opportunity to get out of this gross ocean of material existence that is being tortured by these modes of material nature. And we're inviting them into the ocean of the nectar of devotion. So this is where everybody wants to be. Everybody wants happiness. But everybody, you know, materially, they're people in mind. They're mind. They're an illusion. They're thinking about this material body to satisfy this body. This is happiness. But it's not. And we see in America, 40,000 people a year commit suicide. There's the land of opportunity, land of the free. So much suffering. So real happiness is internal happiness. So this is what's being taught in Srila Prabhupada's books. This is what's people will benefit. Srila Prabhupada said they just touch a book and they benefit so much. What to speak if they read the book? What to speak if they take up the teachings? So we cannot even come close to understanding how important this activity is. Srila Prabhupada said that in the future this movement will be known as the movement that saves society. Very powerful statement by Srila Prabhupada. Still a very young society, but Hare Krishna movement has only been around for what, 40 years, 41 years. Very young society. And already we have over a million members of the Hare Krishna movement. Not everybody living in the temple, but congregation and temple devotees. We have over a million devotees. So that's very good. And it will grow. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, he once also said that our Hare Krishna movement will also be small. It will always be small. But it will be respected as a very elevated society. Not everybody will be able to choose to follow the four regular disciplines. This is why he said it will be small. Because it's the depths of Kali Yuga, the people are controlled by the senses. So very few people will actually be able to become free from that control. But there are many, it's like we're here, so many people that understand higher values in life and understand that there is happiness beyond this material existence. I remember before I came to the Hare Krishna movement, I was living in Los Angeles, and Krishna's mercy, he showed me that there's no happiness. There's no real happiness in this. I started thinking, well, maybe there's something beyond what's being offered by this materialistic phantasmagoria. So then Krishna kind of guided me to eventually get in the Bhagavad Gita. Then he had to go here. Here is reality. The teachings of Bhagavad Gita. This is a higher value for me. This will satisfy me. My father is decent. And then from reading, actually, to see how powerful this combination is of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And I just found the Bhagavad Gita in the library, just reading Bhagavad Gita. The words of Krishna, the purport of Srila Prabhupada. I started following all the regular principles. And I was chanting Hare Krishna all day long. So this is the potency of this song. Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Actually, Prabhupada mentions in one purport that a gold ring with a diamond is very attractive. The diamond is compared to Krishna, and the gold is compared to the pure devotee. So this combination is very beautiful. So when we're distributing books, we're giving this beautiful, wonderful combination of Srila Prabhupada, the Paramahamsa pure devotee, and Krishna. So the most wonderful thing that we could possibly do is to offer this gift, this offering of love. So we cannot come close to understanding how fortunate we are. So the second of these purposes of ISKCON is to propagate the consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita. So a lot of people in the world have become atheists because of a lack of understanding what God is actually about. It's like Christianity. In Christianity, they have this, people think that this is the only religion in some places where it's so prominent, and therefore they reject that. They reject Christianity because some of it's a little irrational. Like if you don't surrender to Christ, then you go to hell and you burn forever. I mean, anybody with any rational thought, it's ridiculous. You just burn in hell forever because they made a mistake one night. For people to say this is ridiculous. And so much fanaticism. So sometimes when I meet atheists, I tell them that if my only conception of God was Christianity, I may also be an atheist. But this is another understanding of God, the Bhagavad Gita. This explains that God is the most beautiful person. He's the kindest person. He's the most benevolent. He's the best friend of everyone. So, by distributing books, we're giving people an understanding, a true, a real understanding of God. That's not something that's been built up and changed so much through the years. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he called the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Even so many Bhagavad Gitas came to the West, but none of them brought out any devotees. But as soon as there's a pure devotee, then so many people gave their lives to Krishna. Because he's given the real understanding of God. And the last one, this is number 7. With a view towards achieving affirmation purposes to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. So Srila Prabhupada, from the very beginning, was very much enthusiastic to distribute books. And of course, this came from his spiritual master. He said, if you ever get money, just print books. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would show great pleasure if one of his disciples went out to speak with his, even there's a couple pamphlets. So we want to continue this understanding of the importance of distributing books. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said the only lack in society is Krishna consciousness. So by distributing books, we're increasing Krishna consciousness around the world. What time is
it?
10 past. Okay. So we haven't had much time for questions. Not that we'll leave more time now for questions. There was a bunch of questions yesterday. We didn't have time. And we'll spend some time. Also, comments, any questions or comments? Or Sankirtan pastimes, any nice Sankirtan leaders? Anybody's time recently? Yes. We have a microphone. I think it even stretches as far as your.
The previous speaker spoke about attachment, and I've heard this spoken many times. And I don't understand what that really means. So it's like also expressed that if I go out there, what's going on, the results are up to Krishna, practically no books go out. But if I go, you know, I really, 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 really want these people to have a book. And really, if I think about it, the only real solution to the problem is if I continue to distribute these books. And there's no other better option that I have to do. So therefore, I'm going to do that. And I really want them to have a book. And sometimes they get smashed around. And at one point, you know, it's kind of like in a prize fight, you smash. And then you get really smashed. You get angry enough or determined enough. Then books go out and have to reach that peak for me. So everybody talks about this attachment. It makes no sense to me. So could you please let me know what people are talking about when they speak about this attachment?
Well, if you really, really, really want the books to go out, that's detachment. If you're not doing it for some name and some fame, you just want to go and just want to distribute books, the benefit of conditioned self to the Krishna, that's detachment. But if we're going out and there's some selfish motive, then you're attached.
Detachment, I think it's like kind of a business man. The person thinks he's doing this much and waits for some business. It's like, it's not love, it's more like a business man who thinks I put this much and I expect this much back.
So you want to make a comment? You make a comment? Yeah, okay. So it's a comment. He's saying that if we go out and we're expecting something in return, this attachment that you mentioned, this is like a business thing, you know, we're doing a certain amount of sacrifice, but you get something in return from Krishna. It's like a business. Sometimes it can be like a business, you know, I'm doing this much from Krishna, I'll get this much back from Krishna. But the attachment, we're going out there to please Krishna, to benefit the conditioned souls. Besides, this is a service for us to Krishna, to the conditioned souls. So it's not, so this is detachment. The art of detachment. And if we go out and we are attached, then you don't really, you're not really experiencing sankirtan because of that attachment. But as we continue, of course, we're conditioned souls. You know, we have attachments, and it's not going to, you know, sometimes it may take, you know, many years before we're able to become free of that. Maybe not even this lifetime. You know, it's been in the material world a very long time. And we're attached. We've been attached a long time. To get free of that attachment is very difficult. Srila Prabhupada said there's two things that go very deep in the heart. And that is attachments, material desires. And specifically, the other one is sex desire. Sex desire and attachments to our misconceptions, to material things. So it's a challenge. This is the greatest challenge that we'll ever face in this life, is becoming detached from material consciousness and developing pure Krishna consciousness. A pure desire to express Krishna consciousness. This is actually the perfection of book distribution. And on the board there mentions that we'll be discussing the perfection of book distribution. I don't know where they got that from, but it's a good discussion. So this is the perfection of book distribution. That we go out there simply to please Krishna. That we never forget Krishna. And we're distributing these books for the pleasure of Krishna, to benefit the conditioned souls. That's the perfection of book distribution. Unmotivated and uninterrupted.
I want to ask if you can say something.
Speak loudly.
I want to ask if you can say something about how to lead devotees on practical points to increasing the book distribution inspire.
Some practical points on how to increase
how to lead devotees in this way.
How to lead devotees in this way. Srila Prabhupada, I think it was somebody mentioned it here, that Prabhupada said that if you want to increase, then you chant your 16 rounds uninterrupted. In other words, I've seen it again and again, devotees sometimes space out on the rounds and they're chanting the rounds, sometimes even after book distribution. 6 o'clock at night they're chanting the rounds. But even many of you are traveling sankirtan, I understand you guys sometimes gotta travel late and you sometimes get up late. But even in a circumstance like that, to have a short morning program and all the rounds should be done before breakfast. Because if you have rounds after breakfast, it's so difficult to chant. When we chant early, it's like we have the Brahma Muhurta. It's the best time to chant. That time is so good. You're chanting the rounds, and it's amazing how fast the rounds are going by. And you think, wait a minute, I just finished the round. They're just going because you're able to concentrate. And they're going so fast. But you chant rounds after breakfast, and you know, each bead is like a lead ball, you know. And each round is like taking like a half hour or something. And you know, then you're talking to people, and it's just not so much the time for spiritual activity. It's Brahma Muhurt is a special period for hearing and chanting about Krishna. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said, best time to chant? Chant all your 16 rounds before Mangala Arati. Believe it or not, I read it. I hope that's it all. Everybody has something to say on this point. You have a very loud voice, please.
Midnight and 2 a.m. And I asked
myself,
what about my
fault?
He said, same thing.
Midnight and 2 p.m. 2 a.m.
He just told me that this morning.
Did he say where he got that from?
Prabhupada told him that.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
So,
that's pretty early, eh? But I'll tell you, it's really good. When I heard that statement that Prabhupada said we should chant our 16 rounds before Mangala Arati, I thought, well, I might as well try to do the best, you know, try to follow the highest instructions. So I've been doing that actually for about 18 years. And it's really nice. You know, you chant your rounds, you go to the morning program, and you have time to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. It's like the perfect program. Chant all your rounds before Mangala Arati. And after Mangala Arati, read Bhagavad Gita, read Srimad Bhagavatam, study verses, take prasad, and by the time you get on the book distribution, you're just like, you're on fire, because of all the spiritual energy you've built up from hearing chanting the glory of the Krishna. So, you want to increase. And this is the statement of Srila Prabhupada. Earlier the better. Doya Gauranga Prabhu. You have a lot of words. But he's got a microphone right there.
Just on this point, sometimes devotees, they become a little fanatical in this regard. Just question of balance. Sometimes they get pissed off because the authorities or situation in the temple or situation in the vein not allowing to chant sometimes or every time 6 rounds. Sometimes they become bitter with devotees. That, you know, like they become completely on their own trip. I have to do my mission, my 16 rounds is going wrong. Whoever's staying on my way, I just kick him away. And then somehow my leader is bad guy. I mean, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So how should we balance this?
Good point. It's not that we just, you know, this, all right, this is the instruction. This is what I'm going to do. I don't care about any authorities. If they try to stop me, this is what Prabhupada says. We have to also be able to bend.
Yes,
you know, because we also have authorities, spiritual authorities. We want to, Srila Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown how you cooperate. So sometimes we have to bend just to enable this cooperation to flow. And another thing is, if you chant 8 rounds, or you chant 4 rounds, before Mangala Arati, and you go to Mangala Arati and you chant your rounds after Mangala Arati, that's also uninterrupted. Because Mangala Arati is also chanting. So that's not that it's interrupted. So this is another point that I wanted to make. Yes, Mataji. Microphone? I think it'll go that far.
And sometimes, you know, in our book distribution, a long time can pass that nobody takes a book. You know, like, it can be an hour or 2 hours, and just like, you're having trouble, nobody wants to stop, and nobody wants to take a book, and then you just feel like you're just wasting your time out there. And then you're just using a lot of energy, and you went out because you want to try to give Krishna consciousness to people, but nobody's taken, so you think, maybe I should just do something else, you know, which might be more useful with my time. So then, what encouragement can you give for someone in such a situation?
Those are the best days. Because those are the times when you really got to think self-knowledge. Don't think. Don't, one thing you shouldn't think. Oh, I'm wasting my time. You'll never do that. That's Maya. That's Maya. I'm wasting my time. This is a special time when Krishna's purifying you. Right? Now, there's some special times when so many people are taking books. That's wonderful for them. And it's also nice for you. But if we go through these difficult times where for 1, 2, 3 hours, no one's taking a book, those are very special moments of purification. Relish those moments. And then you take shelter of Krishna. What's the verse? Who knows? Yeah. That's when that verse kicks in. Right? It's difficult, Krishna. I'm having such a difficult time. Please, forgive me for anything I may have done. Put me in this position. I want to serve you with my mind, body, and words. These get absorbed in this verse. And within a very short time, you'll see that the mercy will be flowing again. Yes? Is that okay?
Я хотел просто по милости вашей сказать, что вчера говорили, мы спели, а то, что вы там делали утверждение Махараджи, старшие преданные, это сводится к тому, я так понял, что Кришна контролирующий, наслаждающийся и друг. А то, что вот было всех, вот то, что говорили на семинаре, и вот сейчас тоже я пытаюсь это притворить, то, что Кришна контролирующий, друг, и
наслаждающийся.
И вот в связи с этим одна история, когда она произошла в Пури, в Деванка Пури. Когда он... Очень много было преданных там, из России. И когда мы сидели и слушали Кришна Катху, и вот по милости преданных я молился, что мне завтра, что ты Господь контролирующий, друг и наслаждающийся. И когда Пуджари пришел с гостями какими-то во внутреннюю комнату, дом сразу к вам подачали. И когда они выходили, я предложил книги так. И эти гости сказали, извините, пока не надо. Но по милости природы я постоянно помню, что Господь контролирующий, друг и
наслаждающий.
И я когда сказал ему, попросил, что Господь дал себе моя воля, и через буквально несколько секунд он возвращается и покупает на мои книги. Через несколько секунд, когда он ушел, да, он, когда это сказал уже себе, он вернулся. И он оказался из Гита Прэш, из издательства. Он взял пачку небольших книг. И, естественно, мы себя ведем, когда мы слушаю каждый договор учителя, и это единственный способ приводить влияние майя.
This is another point what Maharaj is saying, that this is another point that we're having some difficulty. We go on taking books, and Krishna is to show that he's in control. We're trying to distribute books in so many ways, but if Krishna doesn't want, they won't go out. So this is another way to see, well, I'm trying to be the controller here, but Krishna's actually in control. And another point is that this difficulty that we undergo while we're distributing books, this is the price that we pay for pure devotional service. So that's why it's actually a blessing in disguise, because although it's difficult, if we continue, then Krishna is very pleased. So it's an all-win activity. Win-win situation. Did somebody else have a question? Okay, we have the three that have already asked. Okay, go ahead.
Something that I found that helped my scores quite a bit. I found that when I went out and distributed a book, I got 20, took a couple of books, I got really, I'm doing great now. And then nothing would happen. So I found I got puffed up and go out in a moment. So what I found very helpful was each time I distributed, I begin the day, Krishna, please empower me to these books, please keep me out of mind. And then I pray for Krishna's mercy. And then when I distribute a book, I say, thank you, Krishna, for your mercy. And in my mind, I go, okay.
This is your mercy, Krishna. Nothing to do with your mercy, Krishna. I pray for more. And that keeps a constant flow going throughout the day.
Yeah. So praying to Krishna is also very important. Throughout the day, praying, Krishna, please help me be a humble instrument in your hand. Help me to fix this mercy. Please give me compassion for these positions. So throughout the day, we should be praying like this. The man proposes, God disposes.
Persuading people to take the book. Sometimes you say, you want the book, they say no, say go away. You know? And sometimes you see, you let them go away, you just detach, you don't try to make second attempt. Or sometimes person is too much pushing, and he just pushes the person, he still goes away, he gets the book because, I need to get rid of the guy, So, just a resistant animation. So, I just wanted to you share some motivation, how to develop this sensitivity, or what is the criteria on this, how far we should go in trying to persuade the person to take it.
So you all understand? Sometimes we're in that situation where we're a little detached and the person, after you make a presentation, says, no, I'm not interested, you need to take a book. Okay, have it this way. Or sometimes we give it an extra try. So it depends on the person. Also depends on the devotee. If you're thinking of Krishna and you really want this person to take a book and you're detached at the same time, then give it an extra try. Of course, if the person is kind of, adamant that it's clear, then, thank you, but I'm not interested, then obviously, But if he's kind of nice and he's kind of not, like, no, I'm not that interested, you know. Is he? So give it another shot then, maybe. Do you have any questions?
Sometimes Krishna putting in a situation then when you want to really quick result and people say you, I have no time, and you understand, I must change my consciousness because, and sometimes Krishna put in a situation that some nasty people, you know, they go, they tell you bad words, you know, some other, and you make, you know, some in yourself, you make some understanding that this is for this, you know that he acts according to myself in such a way before I saw, and how to.
I don't understand that. No,
I don't
know. Anybody understand that?
Not yet. Okay. My name is not. Okay.
Slowly.
Krishna put you in a situation that sometimes people are nasty on you, you know.
Nasty, okay.
Yes. And you are thinking that it's therefore, you know, that it's therefore that, I don't know, I act in such a way, or I act in such a way. And but it doesn't need, must be so, you know. It doesn't must be so.
It's not always so.
Yes, that's how you're thinking, you know, about it. And then how to not cope in such situation. You know, like you don't judge the people, you know, for, because there can be also, you know, Krishna arrangement or something purifying procedure. You know, I have both many times such situation, and you know, how is like, you know, not be to judge.
Okay. You all understand now? The question was that sometimes people are nasty towards us. And sometimes we say, oh, he's just a nonsense. So he's saying, how should we overcome this? But we should always, the devotee always feels that if someone's acting in an unfavorable way, that those. Maybe I offended him. Even Prabhupada, there was an instance in Canada where some person, Indian guest, spoke deridingly to Prabhupada. He kind of criticized Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, and of course, the devotees were just like, you know, ready to kill him. But Prabhupada just thought, well, I must have offended him from a past life. He's acting in this way towards me. So the devotee, you know, therefore this verse is there again, tattayu kampam, just make some out of it. So sometimes people are very friendly towards us, and very favorable towards us, but sometimes people are very nasty towards us. And so we should feel that, well, maybe I didn't, you know, didn't have the proper consciousness towards this person when I approached him, or maybe I offended somebody else, and therefore this is coming through him. So this is the way the devotee feels. The devotee feels that it should be much worse, but this person is just coming to stop them. The person is in control of everything. So we should always try to develop this humility. It's always better to take the humble position. And not that we think, God, this guy's a nonsense, and then we also become harsh towards him. Yeah, you're just a karma, you know, anyway. Idiot, fool. That's not going to help us. But if we try to look a little further, it's just a spirit soul. Covered by the modes of material nature. I'm a spirit soul also. You know, maybe a little less covered, but so we should try to look beyond all these coverings of the modes of material nature. Try to see the soul, try to see the super soul. In this way we can transcend the situation. Just like Jesus said, you know, hey, Jesus. Hate the sin, not the sinner. I hate the. Yeah, hate the sin, not the sinner. Right? So we hate the modes of material nature, not the person. people are acting in these modes of yoga to Radha Chaitanya. So we love the people, we love the soul.
Solving of this temple, I'll do it, but this is something I can't do it. So he used to tell me that you're not trying to come out of a comfort zone. You think that while dealing with people, if they have some cultural comment that will hurt your ego, so you have to come out of this. That's how you start a book distribution, and then you'll grow. So that was a nice point. I don't want to come out of my comfort zone.
What's your Guru Maharaj?
Sridhar Swami Maharaj. Sridhar Swami Maharaj.
Sridhar Swami, yeah. My old friend.
It will not grow in
Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Prabhupada said, if you want to live a comfortable life in Krishna consciousness, your advancement will be very slow. So, book distribution is a very nice way to become purified and to help others also advance. Thank you very much for participating.